Blog Talk Radio.
By any of the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle running at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good morning and welcome to the Parenting Aces radio show on Blog Talk Radio's UR Tennis Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and we have another great show for you today, with our guest, Alex Johansson. And Alex is a coach, he's a player, he's a tech wizard, he's got so much great information to share with us, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with him. We did pre-record today's show, so for those of you listening live, unfortunately we will not have the call-in feature today, but I hope you'll enjoy the show, and if you do have questions for Alex at the end of listening to this, you can always email them to me at lisa@parentingaces.com, and I'll be happy to pass them along and get you an answer. So let me give you just a little bit of background on Alex. He is a former world-ranked junior and NCAA Division I player from Sweden. He started coaching full-time in 2001 with the Denton Delora Tennis Academy and has worked with juniors and all through the age ranks. He also has his own Shark Tennis Academy at the Corpus Christi Country Club in Texas. He's coached over 40 players to tennis scholarships for schools such as USC, University of Texas, MIT, and Rice. He's won zonals with his Texas team and has experience coaching junior college all the way through NCAA Division I. He's also the men's tennis technology video analysis consultant and volunteer assistant coach for Texas A&M Corpus Christi right now. So he's a busy guy. His interest is really kind of developed to focusing on the productive use of technology in tennis teaching and coaching. And he has recently founded his own tennis tech company called CoachNect LLC. And he'll talk a little bit more about that during our interview. He developed an individualized web app called Hoplu for player skill building, communication, motivation, and tracking. And he also provides video analysis. So he's kind of got a wide range of services that he can offer and a wide area of expertise. So I'm really excited to chat with him and have him share his knowledge with us today. Before I bring Alex on the line, though, I want to go to a quick PSA. And when we come back, Parenting Aces with Alex Johansson.
Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Parenting Aces Radio Show. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and we have with us today Alex Johansson, a coach who is currently based in Corpus Christi, Texas. Alex, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. It's really exciting. It's amazing what you do, and really, really appreciate it, and I'm sure a lot of people do.
Well, back at you, and I just want to mention to the listeners that you and I initially connected via Facebook. I swear I have met so many incredible people through Facebook, and you're, you know, one at the top of the list, so I appreciate you interacting with me there and agreeing to come on the show and share your extensive experience and knowledge, especially regarding technological advances with tennis coaching and development. So I'm gonna let you just kind of go and tell us about what you're doing and how you're using technology to help juniors develop their game.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. It's a very interesting time when it comes to technology. I've used video analysis forever. And one day I kind of woke up and realized that why does it end at the analysis part? We've had so many new video analysis apps popping up, and I just felt like we could do more with it. So I've ended up creating this thing called Hoppler. But to backtrack a little bit, I think where we're at right now with technology, and I think it's important for parents to know, tennis is really behind, and I do think it's going to boom. As an example, right now in the NBA, a coach actually knows, based on technology, when a player is going to get injured. They're wearing a little sensor on the middle of the back, and that sensor actually can detect whether or not there are imbalances in the movement. So it actually picks up and can tell the coach that this player is about to get injured. So that's how far along it's coming out of sports. And obviously in tennis, we're starting to get these smart courts and things like that, but very few people have access to those. Those involve big productions of cameras around the courts and a kiosk and what have you. So when it comes to us coaches on the ground, there is really video analysis. That's really all we've had. So I figure we got to start facilitating the actual skill building. Because video analysis to me is a great tool, but it is a tool in the quest of building skill. So
Sorry, I was going to interrupt you 1 second. I just read an article about IBM's Watson and its use for athletes, and it's fascinating what is going on. And I mean, it's injury prediction, but also analyzing nutritional needs, sleep habits, stress levels. I mean, these sensors can detect all sorts of indicators that would allow a coach to really modify an athlete's training and competition schedule.
Yes, definitely. I read the Watson one as well, and it's it's almost scary where it's going, but it's still a lot of the collection of data, right? So for me, I'm very interested in how do we actually take that data and make it really productive for the player and the coach on the ground. It sounded like this Watson thing would automate parts of it, which I think is very exciting, but a lot of that ultimate collection and then applying it is still up to the coach. But yes, it's very exciting. So that's essentially part of what my thing Hoppler does. Then we essentially set three skill goals for the player, and we can have different media aids in there to help the player work on those skills. And also there is a little bit of built-in motivation so they can see where they're at, and how much further they got to work on this thing. which normally they're in the dark of that. And then there's just a lot of built-in tracking. You have your match analysis after your matches, so you have to log your matches, and the coach can see it right off the bat. And you have your little digital binder, so to speak, in there. So it's like your practice life, your development, but it's in the cloud, so to speak. So but yes, that's where Watson and these things, all of the different data points that we could potentially pull into these kinds of platforms is very exciting. I think it's going to change how we coach big time. And I think parents will play a big role here in the coming years, because I believe parents will essentially demand to know what's going on, to actually have some kind of tracking and being able to stay on the same page as all the people are involved with that, with their son or daughter in the
development. Absolutely. You know, and especially as tennis continues to get more and more expensive, and it's not just the lessons I'm talking about, but it's the travel involved and, you know, the equipment, and especially with younger children, they're growing, and so they're outgrowing shoes, they're outgrowing clothes, so all that stuff is constantly having to be replaced. That I think we parents as a group are, as you say, going to start demanding these types of objective indicators that our child is indeed making progress as
yes.
we continue investing time and money in their development. So this is great. And I want to just mention to my listeners today, too, stay tuned into the show, because Alex has some very generous offers and discounts that he's going to be sharing with us later on. So I hope you'll stay tuned in and take advantage of those. Okay, so sorry to interrupt you, but continue.
Yeah. No. I think you're absolutely right. And I presented at the USPTA conference up in Dallas not too long ago on teaching tennis through tech. And the coaches are they want more tech. It's tricky for them. They normally work hourly. So to take the time and discover, learn, and ultimately start using new processes in their coaching is tricky for them, because it means they have to take X amount of time off in order to do that. And I think they have seen a lot of flashy technology that they don't necessarily feel is that productive. And that's normally how it goes when you want technology to go to the masses. And the really productive technology is not necessarily that exciting on the surface. It's very process-driven, and as you know, it takes a long time to become great at tennis. So there are no real magic buttons, right? But I think coaches definitely want it, but I do think everybody needs to help in order for it to take off. Because right now, like I said, tennis is really behind.
Mm-hmm.
So even the way I decided to do my little tool, I did decide to have the end user paying for it. So yes, it's the player paying for it, but this is in order to hopefully make it easier for the coach to get on board and being able to implement it. Maybe even when the child is picking up the balls, just to make sure that everybody is just doing everything they can, but nobody feels like, now I have to do all of this extra work or anything like that. And then hopefully ultimately get everybody on the same page and way more productive.
So with Hoplu, how would a parent take a look at that? How would they get the software?
Right now I am in the process of essentially educating coaches, because they don't know what it is. It's a brand new concept, but they would just log on to hoplu.com. There's hoplu.com/info. You have a couple of videos. The one at the top gives you an overview. The one at the bottom gives you a silent demo of it. And it actually makes it's very simple once you see it. it's more difficult to explain it, and it's because there's nothing there. If anybody's familiar with a blackboard for schoolwork, that's essentially the closest to it, I guess. But
it's Hoplu. Let me just spell it for the listeners. It's HOPLU.com, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But so this is one optional tool, obviously. I think other productive things we can do, something we've implemented, is Google Calendars. And actually my coworker has done an awesome job. He's even put in all the potential tournaments that the kids could play, so they each get their individual Google Calendar, which works on all smartphones and computers and everything. And it's preloaded with all their tournaments. They can even go in and sign up for the tournament through the calendar. And then they can remove the ones they're not going to play so that we know what tournaments they're going to play. And the parents can have the same calendar. And that's a completely free tool. But it's something that's productive use of technology, we feel.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And, you know, it's so funny because that is a tool that I've been asking for a long time, and not just the Google Calendar specifically, but for the coaches to set up a competition schedule for my kid and
yes.
make it easy for us to know and plan out our year so we can work in family vacations and, you know, big school events and things like that. And Google Calendar is the perfect tool for that. And it, like you said, it's free.
Yeah, absolutely free. I mean, it's populating all the potential tournaments. That's the only thing you need to do. We have all the Texas tournaments at the end of the year, so if anybody wants that, can you just go ahead and email me and I'll get you all of those.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so furthermore on the technology and coaching, there's so much on the net these days. There's so much information out there. And from a coach's perspective, the simplest way to make sure that your child only benefits from it, or you benefit from it, is to just check with a coach. Whenever the player finds something that they think pertains to their game and it's different, it makes them either want to do something or change something, just make sure to talk to the coach, because there are great things out there online, there are bad things online, and even if it's great things, sometimes the way they're said comes across differently to a player and will derail them from the long-term plan of the coach or even the short-term plan sometimes. So I think that's very important for parents to be aware of, because it's a jungle. I have 3-year-old twins, so I'm not there yet. and as a coach, I'm good with them being 3 right now. But I can only imagine for you parents what a jungle there is out there.
Well, and it's an expensive jungle, right? And it's a time-consuming jungle. So to be able to maximize dollars and maximize hours spent, it requires having input from someone like you who is knowledgeable, who is trustworthy, who has the experience to guide us. And, you know, let's face it, not every coach has those qualities. And so that's one of the tough challenges as the parent, is to make sure that you're choosing a coach for your child who is adequately guiding you along these different pathways. And so that's, you know, yet another reason I'm always so grateful to come across people like you, Alex, that, you know, that have this information, this knowledge, but also the ability to communicate it to lay people that, you know, that are footing the bill but may not have the experience and knowledge to really truly understand what the needs are out there.
Thank you. And uh, I well, on that topic then of cost, and this is one that's really out there, but I did envision this when I started working on Hoplo 3 years ago. And like I said, there's no platform like Hoplo right now, but there are other player management tools, basic ones that you could use. So if we just think of this as a concept when it comes to the cost, if you in Hoplo, you can connect observers, they can see what you're doing. You can connect an assistant coach, they can suggest things, and then a main coach that actually sets up practice for you. Now, you could potentially have somebody that you really trust, even if they're not in your town, every so often go in and look at your account and essentially oversee what you're doing. And just make sure if there are any red flags or anything like that. Now, I don't have a system in place for this yet, but that's something that's possible with a tool like that. And I think long term, I think it's very, very difficult to have a really high quality coach and pay for them every single hour you need to practice. So maybe in the future there will be some kind of combination where you have somebody that can oversee you that you really, really trust, but yet you're doing the daily work maybe with somebody else and maybe even the part of it. Maybe it's a co-coaching situation that will help in that respect.
I'm curious, when you presented this at the coaching conference, how was it received? Were coaches excited about it? Did they express concern over cutting into their own revenue stream, or how did they take it?
At the conference, I didn't speak much about this one. I spoke more about the technology overall. It was a little bit as a side note. But yeah, people were very, very interested, and they think it makes sense. Overall, they are initially worried about the amount of time it will take for them, which the only ones that have experienced with that so far with this platform is me and my coworkers, who've been on it for almost a year now. And matter of fact, it's less. It ends up being less. And depending on how you handle it, it can be more or it can be less. It's really up to you how much you want to use the tool and how detailed you want to be. But bottom line is, if you get the same information to everybody involved in a schedule or organized manner, then all these other side conversations or duplicate conversations start disappearing. So that's really been my experience so far with it. But it's about taking the initial time to just understand the tool. So I'm having the people are on it, or we've had a Skype conversation, and then they get on it. And interestingly, so far, I have people. Essentially, the first ones on it were in England and Germany, which might have to do with the fact that over there they seem to have a little bit more time off the court to look into new processes and things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that, you know, communication between coaches and parents has always been kind of a hot topic. And so anything that can facilitate that, to me, is a big plus. It's, you know, I'm always looking for ways to make it easier and less expensive to the coach, because For a coach, time is money, period, the end, right? I mean, they're only earning money when they're on the court. And so I understand their need to reduce this off-court communication, really in terms of, like, phone calls that end up going on for 45 minutes plus, or, you know, email exchanges that end up going on ad nauseum. And so it sounds like Hoplo provides a tool for the coach to, as you said, get the message out to everyone simultaneously and hopefully reduce that need for back and forth multiple times to get the message across.
Yes, yes, and especially when it comes to the basics of the development. Of course, if there are emotional things happen in a tournament or what have you, but when it comes to the actual skill building in the student, we don't actually want to be very emotional about it. Not saying we don't tweak things sometimes, right? But overall, we want to approach it in a workmanlike fashion, and if everything is on the table there, this is what we're working on, and we're going to go until we get that, then everything seems to calm down a little bit. It's a little bit less emotional, and then everything is collected, you know, within that platform, so to speak. So, so yeah, I'm hopeful that it will actually save money and fill a couple of different functions in the future.
Okay, so that's awesome. So let's talk about other types of technology that's out there that we parents need to know about and need to encourage our coaches to embrace.
Yes. Well, so first off, today we are allowed to collect data on the court in matches. There is something called PAT, it's player analysis technology. There is there are rules which states that you cannot view your data while you're on the court, but you can collect it. So that's where we're at with technology today. There's an approved list of technology that you can use. So you gotta make sure that you can, but then you're allowed to collect data.
Where is that list? How can someone see that list of approved technology?
It's on the, I believe it's the ATA website. I believe I'll give that info to you so you can put it in the notes. Does that work?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are player approved technology essentially. Other things that are out there. The smart court, we mentioned that. WTA is starting to use it. When it comes to video analysis, I think it's very, very useful on the court. I don't know what your son thought about it. I think two different ways that we use it today. One is individually with the students to make them see themselves. Very often, I just show them without telling them anything. Just having them see it makes a big difference sometimes. So just video with your phone or tablet and show it to them. If there's anything in particular you need to explain, you might want to draw some angles and show them so they buy into the concept and understand why or why not, then that can be useful. The other way we use it is within the group. And I think this one is underutilized. So we will have one of the coaches in the group setting walk around and essentially give the students immediate visual feedback on what they're doing. So if we're working on the movement between the approach and the first volley, then he will video that. And right after the Johnny does it, he will go back. He has looked at the video of himself doing it. Maybe he gets an adjustment or a note from the coach, and then he moves on. So essentially in real time on the court. So that's,
and so that's just the coach using a phone or an iPad or something to videotape right then and there?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's immediate feedback. It's been very, very useful. The other thing, I think, and this goes with saving money as well, obviously, videotaping a match instead of hiring the coach to go with the student, especially if you want the coach to see a lot of matches and you're not in a situation where the coach is traveling with the player all the time, then just videotaping it up on the fence. We did another thing, which is it's called tennisfilm.com, and as an example there, if you have somebody, let's say Johnny is struggling with his forehand. He has a lot of unforced errors in his matches. Now, if he goes to tournament and then he videotapes it, and then he comes back and then he wants to show that to the coach. Now you have an hour and a half of video. And for the coach to sit through that and fast forward might be tough. So our thing, tennisfilm.com, what you can do with that now is, and we are not the only service, there are other services, but it's important to know that these services exist now, because you can upload it and you get all the dead time between points removed right off the bat. And then in our case, you can get one highlight reel for an extra $10. So for $40, you'll get all the dead time removed and you'll have all the errors on the forehand back to back. So now what you can do is you can send that to the coach and or just view it with the coach the first 5 minutes of practice. And now you're getting it back to back. Everything is taken out. Nobody is getting tired, but you get straight to the meat. Now, in my opinion, that might be better than spending 5 hours with that coach, half blind, trying to figure out why I'm having so many unforced errors on my forehand, or Johnny does during the tournament.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
No, that's great. And I mean, we used video a lot during my son's junior tennis, and, you know, videotaped a lot of matches, and not only used it for help with analysis post-tournament, but also, now we had footage for him to send to college coaches, you know, which was great.
Yeah.
So it's a twofer. You know, you spend the time and money doing it, and you get a lot of mileage out of that.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I think the big change now is that it's fairly easy to get all that dead time removed. And I think coaches, players, and parents need to start looking a little bit differently at it, because now it's so much more accessible in a way, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
My old Division I team was sitting through matches for 3 hours, and it was simply not working because the students got tired, and it was very difficult to link the different things. Now, when you can get it back to back, you can see the commonalities so much easier.
Sure. Yeah, I would think, especially at the college level. I mean, these kids are busy. I'm just, you know, hearing from my own son how little extra time. Well, he doesn't really have any extra time between classes, practices, and doing his homework, and trying to find time to eat and shower in between all of that. You know, sitting and watching match play video for 3 hours would really be difficult. So, that compression software is huge.
Yes. Yep. No, definitely. So I think there'll be new things happening there in that area, and I think it's going to be utilized way more. Whereas before, I feel very often that the matches have been videotaped, but then they've been kind of sitting there, not doing that much. Obviously, that's an individual thing, but quite frequently that's been the case, I feel.
And, I mean, just from the coach's side of things, is this being addressed at coaches' trainings, like the PTR and PTA meetings, where technology is getting discussed more in these environments, so coaches really have the opportunity to learn how to utilize all this different technology? Because I think that's one of the big issues, right, is the coach may not feel comfortable. And so instead of embracing it, they just kind of shut it down, and that doesn't do anybody any good.
Yes. No, absolutely right. I think there is a little bit going on. I don't think there's enough. And I don't think there's enough grassroots, so to speak, the basic things. It's the things that we do see tend to be very, very big commercial efforts. And we're not looking at these things as we might look at another kind of even a physical coaching tool, right? Or we're looking at this as if it needs to be some big magical button. And I think it's more about implementing processes, utilizing technology than it is having to come up with something that else completely revolutionizes the sport. So I think there's great need for more education and more about how to utilize it in creating new processes and getting more effective. And like you said with your son, you know, how can we maximize his time and individualize his experience? So I think you're right on the money there. There needs to be more and more education for coaches in this field.
And so, you know, for the parents out there, I mean, we're in a difficult situation, right? Because hopefully through things like Parenting Aces, parents are learning about all of these new things, and I'm putting new in quotation marks, but these new tools and things that are out there to help their children that the coach, you know, their child's coach may or may not know about. And so it's kind of a delicate thing. As a parent, how do you suggest in a gentle and effective way that's going to be well received by the coach that, hey, Coach John, you may need to take a look at this. I feel like it's something that can really help my child, and it won't cost you much in terms of time or money, but could really have some great benefits for not just my child, but all the kids you're coaching.
Yes, I think you did it great there. That sounded great.
So as a coach, if a parent came up to you and said that, how would you respond?
Yeah.
Because I've been in situations where the coach's response hasn't been so wonderful.
Even when you were that nice?
when I was that nice and smiled and batted my eyelashes.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I you know, it's my second language. That's my defense here. No, English is. When I talked to the coaches up at the conference about it, everybody felt very much the same thing. And it was that they want to do it, right? But it was they're scared of the time thing. But mm-hmm. at the end of the whole thing, they all agreed that technology and tennis coaching right now is at a stage where either if you do try, you're going to get ahead, or in a few years, everybody believes you're going to be severely behind if you did not get on board now.
Mm-hmm.
So how to convey that to a coach, I'm not 100% sure, but that's the state of it. The people that are trying right now, they're getting ahead, because on an average, there's so many coaches just sticking to the things that they know. But I think essentially it's going to happen naturally. It's going to start getting out there, and if one coach is starting to have some success with players and he does use a player management platform or what have you, then eventually they're just going to have to jump on board. I think maybe like in my case with Hopler, I think if a parent comes up and says, you can get educated on it for free. There's a Skype session, no charge. And then we would be happy to you just start putting things in while my son is picking up balls. Something like that. I mm-hmm. think if you can bake it into the lesson, I think this is why the technical video analysis is working, because you actually do it right then and there within the lesson.
So it doesn't require any extra time on the coach's part is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I think that's a great point.
I think that suggestion to coaches, we can up your rate by $5, but it means that you are facilitating this platform where they have essentially access to their own coaching 24/7. They essentially now have you in the pocket, so to speak, 24/7 for $5 more an hour. And I think in that case, if you have that, and they've put in exactly how to work on it, and maybe a couple of cues for each skill that you're working on, now you can hit the backboard or the ball machine instead of going back to that coach for another hour. You will remember exactly what the coach told you. So maybe that could be somewhat of a trade-off as well for the parents.
Right. Well, I mean, from the parent side, I see nothing but upside. You know, anything that, like I said, facilitates communication with the coach and, you know, expands on the child's learning, whether they're on the court with the coach or communicating that with them via an app or video, is a win-win to me. But, and I don't know any parent that wouldn't agree to pay $5 more an hour to have cutting-edge technology available for their child. But, you know, I don't want to speak for everybody, but to me, you know, that's just a total win-win. Let's talk about Hoplu and the video analysis, because I mentioned earlier that you had a nice offer for my listeners. So since we're kind of two-thirds of the way through here, I would like to put that out there so people know how generous you're being with your knowledge and your technology here.
Yeah, no worries. No, I really want to, and honestly, when I set out to build this thing, the Hoplu web app, it's a web app, it was to try to solve some issues, and it just ended up being a web app. So it was not that I set out to build an app. And so what I wanted to do was for people to get the top plan, which is the pro team plan, which includes coach, and you can have a co-coach, and up to 4 observers. So the observers can see everything that goes through, they can communicate within the app, but they cannot write anything, edit anything. The co-coach can suggest updates, but it has to be approved by the main coach. So obviously there are flexibilities here in setup. Maybe you have a school coach that wants to be the co-coach, wants to be able to suggest things, but you have the main coach at the club or vice versa, what have you. So anyway, so I wanted to offer that one for essentially $69 instead of $129, and also a Skype session with me to get started with it. And I'll be happy to have 5 people on that same Skype session, or one person, the coach, player, and parents, or just the coach, what have you. So anyway, just need to contact me for that at alex@hoplu.com, and we can do that. The other one is for tennisfilm.com. It's 100% free test. The code is PACES, so PACES. You will get 30 minutes free with a highlight reel, and you will get video analysis of your unforced errors, a basic statistics sheet, and some other goodies. So just log on there, fill out this little form that's at tennisfilm.com/free test. I will give you that link, Lisa. And
okay.
just upload your video, and we will send it back in a completely different format. That's hopefully more enjoyable. So,
fantastic.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And parents, I hope you will take advantage of these offers from Alex. I'll have the links and the codes in the description with the uploaded podcast. So, you know, hopefully you'll take a look and take full advantage of that. So, Alex, what else is out there that we need to know about in terms of tennis technology, and especially for these kids that are aspiring to play college tennis or maybe even professional tennis? What are some things that they need to know about?
When it comes to measuring, there's all kinds of things out there. But one quick note there for the parents, these different statistical apps, there's one called the Tennis Tracker with 2Ks. Those are very good if you're watching your child play a match, because you can take some statistics and hopefully keep your heart from beating as fast sometimes. And at the same time, they will have the statistics after the match. So there are many apps like that you could potentially use. I just wanted to point that out. Other than that, if I'm a really serious player, I think the video part is very important. I think the video match analysis is big. Being able to start understanding commonalities, starting to build your patterns of play at a fairly early age. Me as a coach, I have found that these patterns of play, more so than technical things, tend to stay with the player. So if you want to play very aggressively when you're 20 or 19, and most of your patterns when you're 13, 14, 15 are defensive patterns, then you want to be able to pick up on that. And a video analysis, I think, is a very, very good one for that. They are starting to try to solve 3D modeling of your body in tennis without having to be in all hooked up somewhere in a facility. But this is still a ways away, from what I understand, from having talked to some of these companies that are trying to crack that one. So movement, same thing. I've been looking into that a lot. I'm very interested in seeing the way a player moves and being able to track them in practice. That's also a little bit ways away to do on our level. And if I jump back quickly to that 3D modeling of the body, one company today that I contacted, it will cost $44,000. So I'm not quite there yet.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot
of lessons for that.
Yes. You could do it wirelessly, right? So that's a step in the right direction. But the price point is $44,000. Now, it drops so quickly within tech these days. And I won't be surprised at all if in 2-3 years it's actually down to where we can use it. But today it's quite expensive.
What about nutrition stuff? Have you found any good apps or websites to help with the nutrition piece and hydration?
I have not personally. I know there is, even for the Apple Watch, there is a hydration app now. So it gets easier and easier to log these things, where you can even do it on your wrist. But to answer your question, I do not. I just now really got back into some college coaching, and I'm going to look into that for them. But it's interesting how coaches in general, and even on a high level, tend to feel that it's technology or productive. And I think that's important for coaches to start realizing that we can be very, very productive with new technology. But no nutrition one for you today. I'm sorry.
No worries. It's just it's one of those areas that I feel like there's so little education being done. And, you know, I keep waiting for something brilliant to come out that helps us understand the impact of what our athletes put into their bodies and, you know, how that affects their performance and their recovery and all those things. And same thing goes for sleep. You know, sleep's a huge issue, and I feel like we, in the tennis world, we are not real good at understanding the correlation between sleep habits and performance. And, you know, I keep waiting for something to come out on that. So just thought you might know something.
No, I completely agree with you, and I think it will very shortly. I think it will come from the college level. I think somebody there would incorporate that piece, but I haven't seen anything great yet.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Perfect. So what else? What else do you have to share with us, and what else do we need to know?
Well, we got all of these sensors. There are sensors on brackets. We're getting wristbands with sensors. And essentially, as of today, they are not very accurate. And for me as a coach, they are not doing very much yet. You can see racket head speed, which might be nice, especially if you're trying to increase your racket head speed. But really, other than that, they're not doing that much. So I just think just be aware that these things are nice, they're cool, and a lot of kids think they're very cool, but once you've measured how fast you swing the racket, then it pretty much ends there. So for maybe $200, you're not getting much more than that as of today. But they're going to improve, and it'd be interesting to see where they're going. If they start doing 3D modeling with it, it might be helping with the coaching. But let's see, what else?
What about off-court fitness tracking and things of that nature?
Off-court fitness tracking. Yeah, it's
so you know, like if a kid's doing work in the gym or doing work on the track, you know, are there good apps or is there some good technology out there that we should be aware of?
There are individual ones where you can track it. They're normally specifically for working out or biking or running. So again, I think it's about being able to find a platform. This is part of where I see my platform Hoplu go, where we can start collecting all of those, but yet keep it simple. Because what starts happening for a coach, once you start tracking absolutely everything you do, it starts getting very complex.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be able to use the data you have, and that's where I think somebody like Watson. The Watson one we talked about from IBM is interesting because it starts making some decisions for you already where you don't necessarily have to interpret all that data in front of you. So I think there are individual ones out there. I have not used them. I have started to hack Hoplu for it. So we are using our a trainer sees what they do, and they also start logging all of their things in a separate Hoplu account. But I think athlete management software is really what you need when it comes to that, if you're going to collect all that data in the same place.
Got it. Okay. And I mean, do you agree that that's an important piece of the whole development puzzle?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay. Okay.
What's been happening, from my perspective, is there have been these really big comprehensive athlete management applications that don't necessarily interact very much with the player, which is kind of backwards in my opinion. But so coaches and federations have been able to dump all their data into that. But if nobody stays on top of it and collects all of it, takes all of it into account on a consistent basis, then it's not very useful. And the only way anybody is going to do that, as far as I see it, and the same thing with looking through full matches of a player, is if you work with only a couple of players, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I think we've seen these big management software within associations, not down on a club level, or even academy level if it's a smaller academy. So
that's an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting point, and you know, I've written before about like the stats tracker apps that you mentioned before, and
yeah,
how I used those mainly for my own sanity as the parent,
yeah,
sitting courtside watching match after match, which you,
yeah,
stated perfectly. I mean, you know, the biggest value of that, in my opinion, was that it kept me sane courtside. Or relatively,
yeah,
sane. I don't know if anybody would have called me sane, but you know, I've rarely found that the coach utilized the stats that I collected, even though I always sent them over after a match. My son looked at,
yeah,
them, but you know, the main thing he liked looking at was his serve percentage. So,
yeah,
you know, that was useful for him. He liked seeing how well he was doing at getting his first serves and second serves in and all of that. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if we collect all this data, but we don't analyze it and put it to use, then what's the point?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And there's so much out there. We can collect endless data with all these different tracking devices today, but there's very little out there to actually, in the end, facilitate, collect it, and then facilitate the actual skill building in the student, which is, you know, that's the goal. You want to improve.
Right. And that's what you're doing with Hoplu. I mean, Hoplu is going to fill that need.
That's a start. That's a start of it, yes. And starting at the very core with just the way coaches normally work. You work on 1 to 3 things at a time, and that's it. So hopefully, mm-hmm, that's a start of something. So whether it's Hoplu, my app, in the future, or something else, I believe something is going to really fill that gap and start pulling in these data points. And make it manageable on an actual life level, so to speak.
Right.
not the one we wish we could work in.
Well, I hope, you know, as you hear of new things coming out, that you'll keep us apprised, and you know, if you ever want to come back on this show and talk about it, or just provide information for me to share on the website, that would be fantastic, because I know, you know, most of the parents that are tuning in and reading Parenting Aces are interested in keeping up with what's out there, and sometimes it's hard to get the information. So, you know, we'd all appreciate it if you would keep us abreast.
Yeah, no, definitely. And anytime, I would love to come back on one day. Yeah, anytime you have any questions, please just ask me. And yes, I hope parents start taking advantage of technology, and like you said, how do you approach your coach? I really think just trying, because I think they want to try as well. I think if you can give them any kind of trade-off where they don't feel that initially it's going to take them a lot of time off the court, essentially, then I think quite a few will be up for it, and I think it's coming, and not too many years from now, I think it's going to be that they have to. And quite honestly, for me, knowing a lot of really good coaches that are very hesitant taking on technology, I don't want to see them wake up 5 years from now and feel like they have to go for a 5-week course to learn how to just compete with other coaches.
Right.
So,
well, that makes a lot of sense.
Hopefully we get there. Yeah.
Well, Alex, thank you again so much. And to my listeners, if you check out the podcast on ParentingAces.com or on our YouTube channel, I will have the information for getting the discounts that Alex mentioned earlier. Thank you again for being with us, Alex. And I look forward to playing around on Hot Blue and testing it out. And I wish you all the best in your development.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And again,